Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
News.
Boo.
It's pretty. It's pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are we doing football today?
Who's ball?
Like reviewing football today?
The picks came in an hour before the show started.
That's right.
And I was like, the results.
Yeah, not so great.
So will we do that tomorrow?
Yes.
Mañana with Nikki.
And then
tomorrow.
And we'll also do picks tomorrow because of our travel schedule.
All right. Yeah, get Nikki on. We'll get Nikki.
Okay, we have.
Did
we
you tell
Nikki?
Him already that we're not going
to? No, I told him. I've held off, so we will have him.
Crazy week.
Very much so.
Caitlyn Jenner has been cast on the upcoming 19th season of the British reality show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That's the show where a group of celebrities live in a remote place together, kind of like Survivor.
Right.
Even though it's airing in the UK, it's worth mentioning because when pseudo-celebrities do British reality shows, they sometimes end up revealing a bunch of stuff to get attention.
Right.
Caitlyn should be able to handle the camping. She did the American version of the show back in 2003. That was back in the Bruce Jenner days. And the other cast members included Robin Leach, Melissa Rivers, and Chris Judge. I think that show failed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the way it
did not work out.
Yeah, the late Robin Leach, Mike.
I think you can tell how popular it's going to be based on our response. Remember when Mike Tyson bit a chunk out of Evander Holyfield's ear?
Yes,
during,
of course.
The 90s, 97 specifically. They got over that a long time ago. They're cool now. In fact, Evander was just on Mike's podcast, Hot Boxing, with Mike Tyson. And he admitted that Evander Holyfield once bit an ear, too.
What?
He said, not an ear, but he bit a guy.
Oh, okay.
He said, quote, people keep asking, how are you going to forgive somebody? I say, everything that ever happened at some point in time, I did it. Mike bit me. I say, I bit somebody, too. It just wasn't on TV. I bit a guy in his shoulder. He dropped me. And I didn't know when you had a concussion. You'll bite, too. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's why, Mike, I don't listen to Hot Boxing. I just get the transcript.
As you know, Tyson is in the pot business now, and he and his co-host discussed making a mold of Evander's damaged ear and making edibles from it. There you go. What a lovely idea.
I was at that fight, but left before the bite happened.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was in that fight in Memphis. It was one of those HBO deals down to me. No, we saw a lot of great celebrities. We saw Samuel L. Jackson there. But there was a long, long undercard, and Carrie was ripe with child. It was the kind of thing that if, like, 3 more weeks...
Did you really leave before it happened, or did you go in at all?
No, we were there. We were there. We were at the Pyramid. It was
at
the Memphis Pyramid.
I can't believe you left a Tyson fight.
Yeah, well, she
before
was...
Before Tyson fought.
Yeah, I know. It was
wow.
Not a great decision.
The bite. A lot of people have strange holiday traditions. Anna Kendrick. I like Anna Kendrick. I like her TV commercials. Her family's no exception. They like to celebrate Christmas by watching football on mute while listening to the Nutcracker. This just made me laugh. She said, we turn the sound off of football and we play the Nutcracker because every now and then it lines up perfectly. I encourage you to do this at home. I might do it. It's so much fun. A football play will align perfectly as the music crescendos. It's really great. Everyone cheers. That's
pretty
just
cool.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's a unique,
it's like watching
funny story.
Listening to Pink Floyd and watching The Wizard of Oz, but different.
Yeah, it's supposed to line up
yeah,
a few times.
Yeah, exactly, right, yeah.
When you load a dishwasher, should you put in the silverware so it's pointing up or down?
I have a
strong opinion about this.
Or does it even matter? Someone tracked down as close to an expert on the topic as they could find. A guy named Ashley Iredale has a degree in industrial design, and he makes a living writing about appliances like dishwashers and washing machines. According to him, it does matter which way you do it, and if you want to do it right, the silverware should be pointing down.
No.
Oh, my God.
Wrong.
So the handles are on the top. Here's why. First, it's a little safer, especially with knives, because it's easier to cut yourself if you put them blade up. Plus, it's just more hygienic. If they're facing down, you'll only touch the handles, so the part of a spoon or fork that goes in your mouth won't get germs or smudges on it when you take them back out.
Well, listen here, Airedale. How come you want the water?
Iredale.
Whatever.
It's not a dog. Woof.
Well, you don't want the water to drip from the handle down to the eating surface. You want it to dry away from the eating surface.
Yeah, I might be inclined to agree with Rob.
I was thinking
Also, you know what? It is safer. Be careful. Just don't go in there blindly swinging your hand around. You won't cut yourself.
He says if there's a difference in cleaning, it's marginal. So, Rob, I'm with Rob on that.
I just always felt like most of the, I guess, debris would be at the top of, or the sharp part or pointy part of the utensil. So you want that exposed so more jets get to
it. Yeah, drain down. Just absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. He's saying that he thinks it should be pointing down so the jets are closer to it.
In my dishwasher,
depends on a dishwasher.
The jets are above it.
Ooh, looks fancy.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion,
I don't have a dishwasher.
It doesn't matter where the jets are.
Sure you do. I've met her.
It doesn't matter where the jets are. They'll still beat the Giants. Thank you.
They did.
To get that out.
Sadly.
Just trying to get my interruption.
We both lost.
Did anyone have a better Veterans Day than this guy? 70-year-old Ernest Dotson served in the U.S. Army and lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he just came forward after winning $250,000 in the North Carolina lottery.
Good for him.
He bought a Cash 5 ticket for $1 last Thursday and didn't realize he'd won until the following day. Lottery officials announced his win yesterday for Veterans Day. He won just under $277,000 and took home $196,000 after taxes.
Awesome.
He says he'll use the money to pay off his house, his car, and buy a new TV. And he can't believe he's finally debt-free.
That's wow. Great. I like
story.
That.
Very cool.
And, of course, cool. Since we can't finish with a happy story on this program, let's finish with a story from Florida, shall we?
Oh, okay. I like it. You live there.
Police in Florida are seeking information on the disappearance of an unusual piece of property, a 300-pound Bigfoot statue. Boynton Beach, my favorite town in Florida. Boynton. Boynton Beach police say the 8-foot-tall Sasquatch statue was stolen from in front of a store called Mattress Monsters in October. Bigfoot is missing, the department tweeted. Police are asking anyone with information on the missing statue to contact defective detectives.
That's Florida.
Thank you. Come on, police. Use your heads. Mattress Monsters. Figure it out. It's easy, okay? He's under the bed.
Of course.
300 pounds?
Yeah. I'm over here now, you know? Come on. He's under the bed. Hey.
I'm over here now.
You're looking for the monster in the wrong places. Check under the bed. It's a mattress store.
TMOS Classic.
Casey's Top 40.
The countdown will begin tomorrow afternoon at 2, right here on 97 Fun, where the music... The countdown will begin this morning at 9, right here on WMNS 13... God damn, what a call letter. Let me do it again. The countdown will begin this afternoon at 1, right here on the entertaining 1410 WHLN. That sucks.
Yeah, tell me a question.
WKRM. The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with your s***. Where we are getting involved with you. Is that the way you want to say? The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you. The countdown will begin this afternoon at 2, right here on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you. You're listening to American Top 40 on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you.
Go through and cut them again, just saying WKRM 1340.
Oh, WIGY and WJTO. The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Maine's most listened to radio station, I'm not going to say all that shit. How do I know they're the most listened to station?
Oh, and take their word for it. Okay, drop it out and just say right here on...
No, you know what I'm saying? I don't... Okay. The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Radio W... Right here on what? On...
Right here on WY...
All right. Wait, WX? L-O, New York. The people. You're listening... What the f*** is this?
As if you're talking as... you remember like we did...
Here we go. WRLD. The countdown will begin this Saturday night at 7 and again Sunday evening at 5 right here on WRLD 1490 Radio Lynette, Alabama. Jesus. WRSC. The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 12, right here on Center County's most popular radio station, WRSC, Radio 1390. This is Casey Kasem inviting you to join me for American Top 40 immediately following the Trailblazer game on 1390 KSLM Salem. Hey, what the f*** am I doing? Promos inside the f***ing game? This is Casey Kasem inviting you to listen for American Top 40 immediately following the Trailblazer game on... This is Casey Kasem inviting you to listen... This is Casey Kasem... WDHP. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2 and again Sunday afternoon at... Your favorite music radio. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2, and again Sunday afternoon at... And again Sunday afternoon at 2. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2, and again Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on WDHP-FM, your favorite music radio. Oh, f*** it.
That was right. You're right.
Bullshit. Your favorite music... No, your favorite music radio. FM, your favorite music radio. That's the way it's got to be read. Let's do it again. You're listening to American Top 40 on QT, WQTW, La Trobe. It's getting set for Westmoreland County. What? La Trobe getting set for Westmoreland County.
Getting it set.
The f*** does that mean? All right.
TMOS Classic.
Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, they announced yesterday that they're going to step back as senior members of the royal family. Don't ask me why this annoys me, but it does.
Me too. Some reason. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
It's her. It's all her.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're quitting or renouncing their fancy titles as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Mm.
They just decided to, quote, carve out a progressive new role within this institution. Part of that carving includes becoming financially independent. They're also going to split their time between the UK and North America. Harry has a series on mental health in the works for Apple TV. They also want to be free to interact with the media in any way they see fit. The family currently participates in something called the Royal Rota system. It's basically a pool of British press that gets exclusive access to official engagements of the royal family. Harry and Meghan haven't been happy with how the British media have treated them. Harry recently complained about the way they've been trying to juice up a feud between him and his brother Prince William. And Meghan said, quote, "The biggest thing that I know is that I never thought this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair. And that's the part that's really hard to reconcile."
She's trouble.
Meghan Markle. I so agree with Rob.
Read her quote again. But, it's the phrase biggest, like trouble.
The biggest thing that I know is that I never thought it would be easy, but I thought it would be fair, and that's the part that's really hard to reconcile.
May I add this?
Yes, go ahead.
If every little girl's and now boy's
yes
a dream growing up is to be a princess,
right?
Why all of a sudden when she gets that dream does she decide? Mm-hmm.
The reality shows are better in Northern America.
Because this isn't a money thing. They have money regardless.
Right.
This is financially
independence kind of a joke.
You know what this is? This is what this is. This is what's wrong with these millennial f**ks. Because they don't realize how good they got it.
I agree with it. Yep. I'm there. We're all, you know, rarely are the three of us completely a unified front, but we all feel, this irritated me. Let me continue.
And when you issue a statement to the world that starts out with the biggest thing.
Right.
That's dumb.
No matter what happens, they say they still plan to, quote, honor our duty to the Queen, the Commonwealth, and our patronages. That means their charities. Sources say Harry and Meghan didn't clear any of this with the fam beforehand and threw it out there and threw them for a loop. The response from Buckingham Palace kind of backs that up. They said, quote, "Discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, But these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. All right.
This was so shocking, Mike, that at Christmas dinner,
look,
Prince Philip released.
Here it is. I watched, if you watched The Crown, which is a great series with different actors that they put into the roles this year, you get a handle on the amazing heavy burden of being in this family and their responsibilities. But they also, the trappings that go along with it are pretty spectacular. And but at the same time, you've got this lady that got people through World War II and has been there for her country. And look, I don't care. I'm an Irishman. I'm from Irish descendants. I do not like the British tyrants of history.
Yeah, you want
but as far as this Meghan Markle, the millennial, who Oscar was Meghan Barkle, it's just, you're in there for 5 minutes. And you're bitching about it when you've got the Grand Am, who's 150 years old, who's sitting up there suffering in silence for her entire life. You think she's doing it because she digs it?
No.
You're barking up the wrong tree. So there's part of me that says it's great for the country of England that they've had this royalty and it's a consistent tradition they've had. You know, screw your personal happiness. You can find go to Saint-Tropez and hide out there. Or, it just irritates me a little bit.
If you're that against this whole process, why not pay back the kingdom for the wedding?
Yeah.
At Buckingham Palace.
Precisely.
And what happened?
There's no good that's going to come of this.
What happened to the Harry of a few years ago when he was in Vegas with hookers? That's the Harry I like.
But you have a history.
He's not going to get a marker now.
No. Get a marker.
You had Queen Elizabeth's uncle abdicate the throne for the woman he loves.
That's
not unusual.
That big dummy. I saw that on The Crown.
Right? But here's the thing. But what you do is, and I believe this, there had a, I think her name was Tina Brown, who was a royal writer about, writes about the royal family. She gets where they're coming from, but also says, you don't do it halfway. If you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
And if you're in, you're in.
You can't be in sales and programming.
Exactly.
You're the talent or you're in sales.
I love doing this show. God, I'm glad to be back. Justin Bieber has been working on his mental health lately. Excuse me. I don't know why I hit the frog. But
yummy,
I did.
Yummy, yummy. Yeah,
thank you.
Yummy, yummy.
I don't know why.
Yummy, yummy. Great lyrics.
That is a long frog. Okay. Justin Bieber, in an Instagram post yesterday, he put it all out there. He said, while a lot of people kept saying Justin Bieber looks like poop on meth, etc., they failed to realize I've been recently diagnosed with Lyme disease. Not only that, but I had a serious case of chronic mono, which affected my skin, brain function, energy, and overall health. Mm. These things will be explained further in a docu-series I'm putting on YouTube shortly.
I have one question about the Lyme disease. Is the tick okay?
He's strung out somewhere.
Yeah, he is. You can learn all that I've been battling and overcoming. It's been look, when they say that, they're not. I spent enough on
Mark. PR person says, hey, let's go out on a limb with Lyme disease.
Right.
Yeah.
And dye your hair pink. Yummy, yummy, yummy.
It's been a rough couple of years. Aren't we cruel? But getting the right treatment that will help treat this so far incurable disease, and I will be back and better than ever. So that's.
Hold
that's,
it. You mean better than ever?
Better than ever.
How could that be?
Better Bieber.
Better Bieber.
2020.
And Leonardo DiCaprio was on a private yacht, and the crew picked up a guy that almost drowned.
That's good.
That's on there, too.
Thanks, Leo.
Let's see. Technology is getting us closer and closer to the point where we'll be able to have conversations with our dogs. This is the very first step. A Japanese company called Languilus just created a harness for dogs with a sensor that changes color based on how the dog is feeling.
Because dogs are so hard to read?
Relaxed, excited, happy, interested, or stressed. Those are the categories.
Yeah.
And the harness connects to an app on your phone so you can track your dog's moods over time.
Hey, why don't we put the harness on Justin Bieber? Track his health.
The company says they figured out how to detect a dog's emotions by studying heart rate patterns for dogs in different situations. The harnesses should go on sale in the U.S. sometime later this year. They're already on sale in Japan for around $37. Isn't that exciting? And now a little something, something. Yes. There's a 28-year-old woman named Shauna Joseph from Jersey City, New Jersey. She went to the DMV on Tuesday afternoon, and apparently she got very frustrated with the long line in front of her. So she did what everybody does. She started beating up the employees.
Nice!
She also smashed $23,000 worth of computers and equipment. And she kicked the police officers who came to arrest her. The cops found a cigarette on her that was laced with PCP. Shocker.
Is that still a thing?
She was arrested for criminal mischief, drug possession, aggravated assault, and hindering apprehension. When asked for comment, a rep from the DMV said, D-36! D-36!
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.